Mikvahs chapter 2, Mishnah 4. Okay, so this introduces an important principle, and that is that a mikveh has to be, it can't be drawn water. It has to be water which collects naturally. So like you've got a pit over there and rainwater fills up the pit. That's how it's got to fill up. If while it's filling up, until it gets to its minimum 40 seah, some drawn water falls in, so the drawn water is going to invalidate the mikveh. Yeah. And it's three lugs of drawn water. We'll see now. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, he says, Revis mam shuvin betchila. He said, if there's no water in the pit yet, nothing in the pit yet, so a revis, a much smaller amount, will invalidate the mikveh. If the first water that goes in there is a revis of drawn water, right, just 180 mils of drawn water, the whole mikveh will be invalid if that's the first water that goes in. Poslinis a mikveh, for pasul mikveh. Ushloi shalugin al pnei aman. But if the mikveh's already begun to fill up, and now some drawn water falls in before it reaches the minimum 40 sa'ah, so there it's three lugin. This three lugin is about 2.2 liters. Different opinions, but about 2.2 liters. So let's say you've got like 20 seah of rainwater, and then somebody pours in 3 liters of water. So that mikveh will be invalid, right? That's according to Reb Lezer. Chaimim Amrim, say the rabbis, no. Bein betchila, bein besoif, shir shloish lugin. Doesn't matter at the beginning or in the middle. 3 lugs is the amount that invalidates the mikveh. And he brings over here that the locha follows the sages. So what's important is that until the mikveh gets to 40 seah, you can't have 2.2 liters of drawn water in there. Once it reaches 40 seah, now you can add drawn water, as long as the minimum amount of mikveh water is there. And the locha is like the sages, and so it's three lugs at any point in its filling up process. Doesn't matter if it's the first 3 lugs or anywhere in the middle.